This is iRadio's
group chat.
If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.
Now, Niamh is one of many young Irish people who emigrated to Australia in recent years, chasing better opportunities, maybe even higher wages and an affordable lifestyle. Now that she's moved back to Ireland, the harsh realities that push so many people to leave are actually hitting home all over again. She's recently shared her honest take on TikTok and it struck a nerve, going viral with thousands of views. Welcome to iRadio's group chat, Niamh. It's so lovely to talk to you.
Thanks so much for having me on. So nice to speak to you.
Not at all. Now, Niamh, can you give us an insight into some of the biggest differences between the cost of living in Australia and the cost of living in Ireland?
Yeah, so we moved to Australia in May 2023 and everyone had said to us, you know, Sydney is so expensive and just prepare yourselves. And we got there and I guess we were kind of like, we didn't think it was as expensive as Dublin. And that's kind of crazy. You know, we were living in a one bedroom apartment and the train station was right on our doorstep and we were paying in rent probably the equivalent of about €1,700 a month. And that just felt very affordable for us with, you know, how much we were being paid in like our salaries. And it just felt quite balanced, the cost of living there. We had two pools in our rooftop. We had a gym in our basement. You know, the train station was right there. Sydney Opera House and the CBD was like three stops. We had the bus right on their door and the bus services in Sydney is so good. Mm-hmm. Like 20 minutes to Coogee. And it just felt just the lifestyle that you could have there. And, you know, everything just seemed more affordable. And people said like groceries and your shopping each week are really expensive. But we didn't find that. Like since coming home to Ireland, I'm shocked at the prices and how much more expensive it's gotten in the last 2 years. And yeah, I don't know. We just were really able to save a lot of money as well. Like even with paying rent and going out in Sydney and doing all of that, like we still were able to save a good bit of money. We went traveling for the last couple of months and came home in hopes, you know, of saving a deposit for a house and buying back in Ireland. But it just feels a bit unattainable at the minute. And yeah, I'm quite shocked by it.
I know you've mentioned that obviously groceries is a big shock, but is there anything else that's shocked you since you came home from Australia? Because like that, I've got friends who live there too. And they always say, oh yeah, it's very expensive. But then when they come home and they visit, and even if they go and socialise or they decide to cook a big meal for their family, they realise that, wow, there's actually a lot of expense in Ireland these days.
Yeah, it's just crazy. Like even in the last 2 years, like inflation is just I don't know, just seems like just madness to me. And what I've noticed is like I was coming home and we were applying for jobs and, you know, doing all that stuff. And I noticed that everything else seemed to be increasing except for the salaries, because the salaries were still in and around the same as they were when we left 2 years ago. And I was just like, that's crazy, because everything has gone up in price, but people aren't being paid more, it seems. And no, even like the price of a cocktail, like we in Sydney, we'd go to this place called Fly Club. And I noticed that they opened one in Dublin. And I was looking at the price of a cocktail and it was like €16. And I was like, that's just like, you would never pay a price like that when you convert it in Sydney. Like it was like $25 or something like that. I'm like, that's just madness. And yeah, I don't know, even rents and stuff, you know, we're living at home with my partner's parents and we were looking on Daft just to see if we could, you know, rent a one bedroom and kind of what that would look like. And you're not really getting a one bedroom apartment for like less than €2,000 a month. Like I had been chatting about it, and there's a two bedroom apartment in Bluebell for €2,800, and we have friends living on Bondi Beach paying, you know, €2,200, and it's just madness to think that that's the difference. And you could live on Bondi Beach for cheaper than you could in Bluebell. And I always say that, and I just think it's crazy that that's even happening.
Definitely. What kind of pushed you to go to Australia in the first place? Was it just that you wanted to experience what Australian life was like? Or, you know, was there a reason that so many other people talk about that they just want to get out of Ireland because there's not as much opportunity?
So for us, we kind of were just interested in traveling, really. And then it seemed like every week we were attending one of our friends going away parties. Like they were emigrating to Australia, Canada, Dubai, and we were like, God, everyone seems to be leaving, like should we be doing this? And we just were kind of like, I was 28 when we left, and I was kind of like, it's a bit now or never. And we were like, let's just kind of see what Australia has to offer, because so many people moved there. And it was really the best decision we made. And, you know, I think if we could have stayed in Australia longer, we would have. But it is difficult to get sponsored with visas and all that kind of stuff. But just the way of living there is just so much more freeing and enjoyable than it is in Ireland. I just feel like the country just seems like it's a bit hopeless at the minute for young people, and people in their like early to mid 30s trying to buy their first time home just seems impossible at the minute. And, you know, I don't know what's going to change that, or how, you know, I don't know the way forward, but yeah, it just seems kind of crazy at the minute.
Do you think the reasons that kind of pushed you towards moving to Australia, might they have changed your experienced kind of life both in Australia and at home if you'd have maybe stayed there a bit longer? If you knew how much it was going to cost when you came home, would you have stayed there a little bit longer, do you think?
I feel like no, because in some ways it's a bit scary, because I'm like, oh God, like, was it the right move going to Australia? Because now I feel like I'm behind, even though, you know, it's just this kind of societal pressure of, you know, you turn 30, everyone, you need to buy a house, get married, have kids, do all that kind of stuff. And I'm like, now it feels like it's going to take a lot longer to do that at home because of the price of homes and, you know, trying to get a mortgage. And even if you do get a mortgage, like all of my friends, like they're in bidding wars, and even when they do all the right things, they still can't get there. So in a way, I am glad I came home when we did, because, you know, it's going to take us that bit longer to buy a home and to get set up. And it just shouldn't be that way. And yeah.
Definitely. Niamh, I know that you're going to resonate with so many people, and no wonder that you've gotten so many views on your TikTok. We'll be back in just a couple of seconds. If you want to ask Niamh any questions, give us a shout on 087 1102 107. It's iRadio's group chat. Now, Niamh, Australia is known for also having a high cost of living. What makes so many Irish people actually stay there? Is it the lifestyle? You know, I guess if you are paying higher rents, is it the fact that the weather is so nice? What is it?
I think it's a bit of everything. I think it's what you can get for your money in Australia too. You know, like I said, like we have friends living on Bondi Beach, and they'd be paying less rent than you would in any kind of suburb in Dublin. And that to me is just crazy. And the fact that you can live by the beach, the weather is amazing. I mean, I think that's a big factor in it for people, is, you know, 9 months of the year, you're getting good weather. And versus Dublin, where it kind of feels a little bit like, why is it expensive in Dublin? You know, what is Dublin offering that makes it so expensive to live in? And yeah, I just, when I moved to, before I moved to Australia, I didn't really understand what everyone saw in it. And as soon as I was there, I was like, okay, I totally get it. You know, the transport is so good. Just the social scene is amazing. It's so easy to get around. Like, you can have really lovely apartments to live in for an affordable price. And then the salaries are higher. And well, that's what we found. I know not everyone's experience would be that, but that's just what we experienced when we were there.
Yeah, definitely. Knowing the cost of living here and the feeling that the effects of the housing crisis do, you know, do you feel like a lot of people are going to stay longer in Australia when word starts to travel back that it is actually really expensive here in Ireland?
Yeah. I mean, like, lots of our friends are already getting sponsored and trying to stay and getting permanent visas. And I feel like young people are leaving this country in their droves. It's so sad to see. Like, we had an experience. We were in the hospital at one point, and all of the nurses and our doctor were Irish. And it was just, it's just so sad, because you're seeing like these people getting educated, and, you know, you want that getting put back into our country, but there's nothing here. There's no opportunities for people. And it's just, I just feel like the young people are getting pushed out, and we just need to figure out a way to keep people here. We need to incentivize young people to stay in the country.
Yeah, for sure. How do you think job insecurity and short-term contracts is affecting people's plans to try and, you know, maybe plan ahead? Like you said, try and get a mortgage, you know, you need stability to be able to do that, but it just doesn't seem to be happening.
Yeah, I'm not sure if it's a job insecurity thing, or, you know, I genuinely think it's like, you can do all the right things. Like, you know, like my parents always pushed us to go to third level education, and they always said, you know, you want a better life than we had, and do all the right things. And, you know, they didn't get the opportunity to go on to college, and they didn't, my mom didn't even do a leaving cert. So it was always said to us, you know, do all this stuff, and then you do all them things and you get a good job, and you still can't afford to live in this country. And, you know, we're nearly worse off than our parents were because it was way more affordable for them. You know, like my parents bought a home on one income. Like that's unheard of nowadays. And so I don't know if it's, you know, you can go and get a good job and it's still unaffordable to live in Ireland. And, you know, they're putting in these schemes of, you know, the help to buy. But in Dublin, I think the median house price is over 500,000 and that automatically excludes you from the help to buy. So I just feel like there's nothing there to help you. And, you know, you can do, you can get a good job and do all them things and it's, you're still going to face a roadblock.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. You know, lastly, if you could change the current system, what would you do to try and ensure the cost of living crisis improves for young people in Ireland?
At the minute, I think there's a huge problem with the bidding wars on houses. First, well, that's probably not the first thing I'd fix, but I'm just looking at my friends who are getting mortgage approval. And then, you know, houses are going for over 100,000 over asking. And I just don't, like, I just feel like banks can't be approving mortgages at those prices. Like, it's just not worth it. And I think there's something, transparency needs to be in there around kind of bidding and all that kind of a system. And then I know it's just simple, but we just need to be building more homes and affordable homes. You know, I know there are some schemes there for affordable home kind of schemes that are in there with the council and the government, but I just don't think there's enough of them and just more needs to be done. Like, I'm not an expert. I don't know how to fix this problem, but me and my friends and young people like me are living in it and we just are desperate for a solution.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Niamh, thank you so much for giving us your time here on iRadio's group chat. If people want to follow you online, if they want to check out your TikToks and your content, where is the best place that they can go?
Oh, my TikTok username is just NiamhHogg7. I think that's my username on TikTok. Yeah, if anyone is interested in following me since I've moved home.
Brilliant. Niamh, thanks for your time. I really appreciate it. And we'll be looking forward to talking to you again very soon.
This is iRadio's
group chat.
If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.